nice going here in the lounge today.
Hey, brother.
Hey, Nahagers.
Hey, Nahagers.
It's the
Nahagers.
Sports Lounge.
We welcome you back to Murray in the Morning on this Labor Day Monday.
Yeah.
Bruce Murray along with the T-Puff, the K-Dog, and our good friend Tanya.
Yes,
TC, are you with me?
We welcome you to the segment that draws more emails than any other segment we do, whether positive or negative.
Most of them are filled with hate. Thanks,
that's
folks.
Right. The Sports Lounge, where we take these top stories from the weekend and put them towards music. When we're done, if you'd like to email us, it's murrayinthemorning.com. Murrayinthemorning.com is where you can send your criticisms, your critiques, your love affair with TJ, and the T-Puff and K-Dog, is that what it is?
That's right.
And hey, brother.
And Bruce, you know what? It's all improvised, so don't blame us.
That's exactly right.
We're making it all up on the spot, folks.
For those wondering, these are the top stories. They are not prepared. They are not rehearsed. The music has not yet been selected, and these guys are not even aware of the details that we are about to go over. Are you guys ready to start the lounge?
Are you ready to start the lounge?
I think I'm ready to
start
the lounge.
Start the lounge!
Let's do this
one. Why don't we start?
For all the Labor Day kids
this
out
one's,
there.
This one's for Tone Loc. Let's do it.
Let's begin. Yeah.
Do we have any patriotic music we can use? Well, Labor
sure.
Labor Day's not a patriotic holiday, though, isn't it?
Hey, Sports Lounge, Sports Lounge, America, there's no baseball strike. Sports Lounge.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, since there's no baseball strike, why don't we start with the fact that a baseball strike has been averted. That was
right.
The top story.
It was averted and avoided on Friday.
Let's use averted as the word of the day.
All right,
averted on Friday when Don Fehr and Bud Selig decided they could get together on terms of a new deal that will take us through 2006. Without contraction and without labor problems, it keeps a couple of streaks alive. The A's have now won 18 in a row. The Mets have lost 14 in a row at home. And we're down to the final month of the season.
That's right.
All right.
All of a sudden, baseball coming to an end.
You wake up. That's what happens.
All right.
You guys ready to go with a little Sports Lounge? Tanya, can we get some music, please?
Let's jazz it up.
Jazz it up, guys.
Jazz.
we get the jazz thing going. K-Dog, talk
hey,
to the folks.
All right, T-Puff and K-Dog about to do a little Sports Lounge baseball action in the back section. Let's get a little cause for pause, and let's do this thing once, twice. All right. Ba-ba-da. Hey, the issue of luxury tax and contraction split the players and owners into two factions. But hey, there's good news. The strike's been averted. Unfortunately, my thoughts about ceiling are quite perverted. Baseball don't give a crap about its fans, but there'll still be some jerks in the stands. Jerky baseball games is going to be a hot sell, because the only sport that matters in the fall is the NFL. Baseball.
There's no baseball strike.
Baseball.
Well, it looks like baseball got itself a real nice quick fix, but they didn't address any real problems, so get ready for a strike in 2006. I said baseball didn't really solve anything. But the guys are idiots, so Kevin and me, we got stuff to sing. There's no baseball strike. We're ending everything like it's that girl is poison.
Yeah.
We gotta have a little crowd around here
you
for
like
these
that?
Sports lounge.
We need the applause effect.
Folks, remember to tip your wage staff.
Exactly.
They're working hard.
Well, it's kind of like that sports lounge late at night, like at 2:30, when there's only a couple people that have no place to go still hanging around. Then you only hear two or three claps in the back.
Can you just imagine in any legitimate lounge or club in the country if some dudes start singing about the baseball strike? You'd be punched out. Here, it's anything goes.
All right, you ready for story number two, guys? Again, this is the Sports Lounge. You can send your emails to murrayinthemorning.com.
I can't sing that fast. I'm all over the map with my lyrics.
I can't play that slow.
Basically, the deal here is we take the weekend's top stories, put them towards music. It is totally improvised. We have no rehearsal. We have no script, in case you can't tell.
Yeah.
And you can send your emails to murrayinthemorning.com. As I said before, this segment gets more emails than most of the segments that we do for obvious reasons. All right, here we go. It's, story number two, guys. T-Puff and K-Dog. Let's move on.
It's creepy when you say that.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it either. Let's move to a little college football, because Notre Dame started their season in the kickoff classic, the final kickoff classic, because all teams will play 12 games next year. So this was the last rendition of the kickoff classic. They shut out Maryland 22-0. Ty Willingham's first win as Notre Dame head coach in the first game that he's coached at Notre Dame. Impressive for Notre Dame in that they held the ball for more than 41 minutes and held Maryland to 133 total yards, including just 16 on the ground.
Hot damn.
How about it?
What do you say?
What do you say?
What do you say?
I have nothing
I say 80s pop ballad.
Oh.
Can't talk like this.
Yes.
It's slow.
Okay, thank God.
You got to slow it down just a little.
It's a slow one.
All right.
80s pop ballad.
Hey, everybody out there. We're going to bring it up and bring it down at the
Here
same time. A little 80s pop ballad for you. Oh. Cheer for old Notre Dame. The final kickoff classic was a hell of a game. And if you ask this Irish fan, coach of the year, Ty Willingham, while that offense sure looked great, my prediction, they will do better than 4-8. And the Irish defense took the Terrapins to the mat. But Maryland's coach is still real fat.
Hey, now there, I don't mean to come under attack, but I would have bet $1 million Notre Dame wouldn't hire a coach that's black. Hey, all you Notre Dame fans, I got crazy reason. Well, you got a big win, but you still kind of suck, and it's gonna be a long season.
You're gonna dodge Hannah.
Notre Dame don't matter if you got Ty Willingham.
I'm gonna kill you, TJ.
I got very bad news for you. The Texans just waived Kent Graham.
He was a transfer student, so we don't care.
No affiliation with Notre Dame anymore. Woo!
Oh,
I like that one. Yeah, very nice.
Coming out, folks.
Hey, thanks, everybody. And let's remember, TJ's opinions are solely TJ's opinions. Just because he's my partner doesn't mean I agree with what he says.
Well done, guys.
Thank you. That was a good one.
No, I enjoyed that, yes.
Let me take a sip of my hot cocoa.
Sports
Hour is probably brought to you by the folks at Swiss Miss, which is found in our little cafeteria.
All right, for those of you tuning in for the first time, we're terribly sorry. No, you're in the Sports Lounge as we put the weekend's top stories to music. If you'd like to email us, murrayinthemorning.com. It's a light way of looking at things
yes.
that may have happened in the last 72 hours. Don't take it all right. that seriously.
It's a bit off-center.
Some would say it's a light in the loafer's way of looking at things.
I would say
let's not look at it
very light in the loafer's way.
TJ, I didn't know that Ty Willingham was black. If you didn't say that in the news or that song, I would never
know. Notre Dame knows no color. South Bend is a racial melting pot.
All right, story number three, guys. Let's head down south. Speaking of melting pots.
Oh, how about that?
Augusta National. There are blacks allowed in, but there are no women allowed
not
in.
Not yet, that's right.
And apparently the National Council of Women's Organizations have said they will continue the fight until the Masters fades away as a major championship, or until the club admits a woman. Hootie Johnson, the chairman of Augusta National, has said they will not bow to corporate pressure. They have now dropped the Masters' three television sponsors, IBM, Coca-Cola, and Citigroup, and the Masters next year, as long as CBS broadcasts it, will be commercial-free. CBS is now coming under attack from the NCWO, or the National Council of Women's Organizations.
Uh-huh.
That is pretty much the story. Do you need any more details, TJ?
I feel great, and it's T-Puff, Murray.
T-Puff. My apologies,
Thank
T-Puff.
You.
And again, this is the Sports Lounge. The weekend stories put to music, totally improvised. You guys have no knowledge of where we're going before the story starts.
We
and
don't.
Tanyette will pick the music that goes with it.
And listen, Tanyette is a major part of this. Eventually, we're going to get Tanyette to sing. We're hoping sometime around February. Maybe before that, but she's got an integral role in calling
the vocals
out these
in there.
Well, anytime you want, we will work on this.
She'll do a little rap.
Yeah, I'll do a little rap. Yeah. Not today, of
All
course,
right.
But
oh, not today. Come on. This is the day.
Just
no,
to see,
today is not the day with the way I feel, trust me.
Just to see you and Murray freestyling would make me so happy. And I don't mean swimming.
All right, we need a type of music here. What do we got?
I have
yet?
To, you know, I'm going to go off the chart a little bit. Mm. We haven't done country in a little bit.
Ooh,
yeah.
And those guys down there are kind of getting on my nerves.
All right.
But we'll talk about that a little later. Or tomorrow.
So a little country style music.
All right, we're going to do it up a little country style. We're going to go back to the hee-haw and the goo-gags. Are we ready to roll, T-Puff? All right.
Keeping it slow.
Thank you.
It's easier for me to play, too.
Down in Augusta there is a black cloud. There's a saying, send no girls allowed. And if you ask me, the greatest quarterback's Doug Flutie. Boy, that guy's a taskmaster. I'm talking about Flutie. That's
well,
all I got. Yeah.
How about this one?
Well, there's a rumor going around that Flutie is a real nice dish. But if you ask me, he hasn't done nothing since he was in Hootie and the Blowfish. And I got something that I want to say about chicks playing golf, that's true. Like Hootie once said, I only want to be with you. Oh, don't tell him I'm maestro. What am I about to do?
The Masters was started in 1934. They got a thing against letting in whores.
Oh my God, that was
Come on.
Good.
So stay away if you're a chick and own the show up if you got a big golf game. Yeah, everybody. Thanks for coming out to the Sports Lounge. How about it?
I'm not gonna.
There we go.
Listen, I don't think any women are of that nature.
No.
I met a few in college. And you know who you are if you're listening, you whores. Come on.
That's nice.
How about that?
You know, I don't have time. I don't know if we have time to get to the fourth story, but I really wanted to get to the U.S. Women's Open. Or the U.S. Open.
Sure.
Not the U.S. Women's Open, but the U.S. Open. Because I really wanted to see you guys work Yelena Dokic and Elena Dementieva, who have both been eliminated from the U.S. Open, into a song. Can
sure.
you do it?
Sure, I can do Dokic.
I'll do Dementieva.
Okay.
Well, how about style?
Yeah,
oh, the style would be classical.
Yeah, go right. ahead. You got a minute.
Hold on, we're getting there. Hey.
That's good because I only have one rhyme. I can think of it.
Yeah, I can think of it too.
The good thing about the female they call Dokic, no matter how many games she plays, she won't get jock itch.
Nice, wait. What's mine? I forgot it.
Elena Dementieva.
I'm so glad that you mentioned Elena Dementieva.
Hey. Girls tennis.
Well done. Thank goodness we didn't have more than 1 minute left. All right, that's going to do it for this week's edition of the Sports Lounge. Weekend's top stories to put the music. Hey, if you liked it, if you didn't like it, feel free to share your comments with us at murrayinthemorning.com. And don't take yourself too seriously.
That's right.
We certainly don't.
And the thoughts expressed by the T-Puff, especially about Notre Dame,
yes.
shared by the K-Dog.
No, no, that's not true.
Especially about the women he went to college with, not shared by the
especially,
K-Dog.
Right, right, right.